Hello, Sean here. Just to let you know, if you enjoy What's Upset You Now, you can now see it live. We will be at the Backyard Comedy Club on the 22nd of May. That's a Sunday. It's at 8 p.m. A link will be available in the episode notes. Hope to see you there. Let's crack on with the episode.
What's upset you now?
I've had a rough week, actually.
Brilliant.
yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, I knew you'd like that. But I don't know where to begin, really. It's just been a lot of... I'll start with this. So I was in Wales. I stopped off. I was sort of travelling from Wales to Birmingham. So I stopped off where my mum's family is from. a place called Crickhowell. And I stopped off there en route. I thought, I used to go on holiday, not been there for a while. I thought I'd go and visit. And I needed a wee. I'd been driving for a while. And there's a few little pubs out in the sort of little, it's like a town centre. And so I just sort of, I thought, I'd nip in and just ask this guy if I could use the toilet. So, hello, mate, I'd like to use your toilet. Yeah, no problem. And then I sort of walked in and then a lady came out and I said, where's the toilet? She said, are you a customer? So I shook my head, but she sort of, I could tell she thought I'd said yes. So I just carried on. I was beyond her in the pub. I was into the pub. I was nearer to the toilet than I was to the exit. And she was between me and the entrance exit to the pub.
It's a standoff.
It's a standoff, but I'm in. I'm not going to do the walk of shame back out now past her because, and she'd misunderstood. So I just went in, had a wee, left. I went out. Went into the shop next door. I'd say 5 minutes later, from behind, she says, excuse me. And I turn around, and it's the woman from the pub. She said, if you do need to use the toilet again, there's a public toilet just round the corner.
Oh my God.
Went, so I said, it's unlikely. I'm only here for half an hour. So
nice.
She went,
nice.
Well, I know. I was like, not aggressive, just like, as it was, unlikely I wouldn't need the toilet again. But then she goes, well, that's a bit cheeky coming into my pub. And so I went, is it? And then she just sort of walked off. There was nothing to it. But I was like, I've asked to use your toilet. I didn't know there was a public toilet here. And, you know, I might have come back for a drink.
hang on. You can't start chucking hypotheses into the air that were absolutely not going to happen. You weren't going to go back for a drink.
But I think it's perfectly reasonable to go into a pub and ask if you can use their toilet if you need a wee.
I hate doing it.
I know. I don't understand why. I mean, you know, it's, I'd say, I mean, how often do you reckon?
Well, it's annoying that if you're a pub, you're having to take the brunt of the fact that we have built a society that doesn't allow people to just go for a piss when they need it. Like, why is it illegal to piss on the street?
That's what I should have come back with. Unlikely, I'm not here for half an hour. He said, there's a public toilet around here. I should have turned around and gone, do you know what? If I need to go again, I'm going to piss on the street.
Well, hang on. Let me hear. Let me say something here, because I've got a theory on this. Obviously, with Mildred Barrett, the introduction of Mildred Barrett to the family, Mildred's allowed to piss on the street.
To the family? What have you become?
Well, Mildred's allowed to piss on the street. No one would frown at that, would they? There she is, right? Yeah. She's stopping, she's getting a piss on the street. Why is her piss okay? Why can I not go for a piss?
Worse, I think.
There you go.
Piss. Certainly cat piss. I mean, as I said to you before, my cat piss is on my shoes. I found out once, I was doing a... I can't believe I'm going to go public with this, but I was doing a body combat class.
What?
Which is like...
Hold the phone, take the needle off the record. What?
That is the... that is a... it was me and I'd say 20 middle-aged women. I used to do it every Wednesday.
Oh my God.
And it's basically sort of...
Did you ever hit them in the face?
Boxing aerobics to high energy sort of dance music. It's a Les Mills. Oh, this was pre-Pelicon. This was PP. This was or BP before Pelican, to give it its biblical acronym. I was in a body combat class, and I'm stood there, and I was thinking, bloody stinks of piss in it. This exercise studio stinks of piss. And I realised that the shoes I was wearing, my cat had pissed on them, and I was single-handedly making the exercise room stink of piss. Like it wasn't tough enough already.
What did you say?
And there was...
Finish. Because I was just going to go back to the fact that a dog can piss wherever he or she likes, but I can't. It doesn't make any sense.
A dog or a child. I think if you see someone at the side of the road and they've got their child sort of having a wee, that's sort of allowed, isn't it?
I wish, you know, like there's a disabled toilet, as there should be, men's, women's, disabled toilet. I do wish there was also a children's toilet.
Hmm.
I thought I was going to get more backup on that. Why have you just given me an mm? Do you not think? Well, I hate it when you go in and there's that urinal.
I don't know. You're not. I thought I was going to get more backup. No, that's a weird thing to think.
We're going
to
go. Yeah, yeah.
Children's toilet.
I feel uncomfortable at the urinal weeing next to anyone. I don't like it.
I feel in the cubicle.
I feel more always going in the cubicle if I can.
I'd say do away with urinals.
No, well, yes, unless they bring up the proper dividers. But I've spoken about that to you.
Yeah.
It's not my shoes that I'm conscious of. It's my genitals, right? But I feel more conscious. I feel more conscious when I've been forced to have it when the cubicles are full.
Some of the shoes I've seen you wear over the years, I'd be more conscious of my shoes.
You prick. What, you didn't like my Air Force Ones with cannabis sleeves on them? What was wrong with them? I got them designed myself. Do you remember that shop in Brighton, Rare Kind?
Yeah. Oh, you went and that's up. Jesus Christ. Who are you? Who the hell do you... Where do you get off? Getting shoes designed. Damon Dash.
Who's Damon Dash?
Damon Dash is the head of Rockefeller Records, which is the record label that Jay-Z is on. And he is not probably most notable for never wearing the same pair of shoes twice.
I brought it.
So, like, he always wears box fresh trainers.
Well, these weren't box fresh, buddy. But what?
And that's what I think at that moment, that was the sort of mindset you were in.
I would just like being creative, don't I? I brought in the Air Force Ones, all white, and said I would like cannabis leaves on the Nike.
What did you have done to them?
Cannabis leaves on the Nike tick.
You fucking loser. You absolute. Hello, mate. Can you... I want to let everyone know that I'm a bit...
Who's that? Who's that?
Do you know who wears Air Force Ones with cannabis leaves on them? Incels. They weren't Air Force Ones. They were Nike Air incels. That's what you were wearing.
Something that I have a bone to pick with. Is that it? Bone to pick with?
Yeah.
Right. Tell me if I've spoke to you about this before, Paul.
Yeah.
Go to a restaurant, which I did. Pub, beer garden, lovely. Cheeseburger, yes. Wait, fine. Waiter arrives. Food on table, burger. Hang on a second, there's something wrong. Why is it that we are now living in a time where the burger is arriving on a chopping board and they've not made it? They cooked it.
Deconstructed.
What the fuck is this? Why am I having to build the burger myself? You do it. If you're not going to build it, take some price off. Take some price off. Because that's what... No, I'm not joking. That's what I'm paying you for.
You're paying for parts and labour. It's like when you go into a garage, you get your car done. It's like, yeah, okay, the parts are 350 quid, 150 quid labour. It's like, a burger is £15. Burger and chips, and say it's £15 in the sort of places that you go to.
Yeah. Well, it was a country pub, but yeah.
Yes. So that is £10 parts, £5 labour.
Yes.
If you... I'd take the receipt back. I'm sorry, mate. I think there's been a mistake here.
Exactly.
And says, do your work. And I go, sorry, it's £15, but that's parts and labour, right? They'd be like, sorry? You go, yeah, I'm paying for the whole thing. Yeah, because that's not been made, has it? So either you take that back to the kitchen and you finish the job, or I want £5 knocked off, please.
Exactly.
Have a little think about it, mate. Let me know which one you want to go for. I'll be here for the duration of this meal. But either you finish your job or, yeah.
I don't know. The reason, part of the reason I'm here, there are many reasons I'm here. The part of the reason is I don't know how to build a burger. Like, I don't know.
Shut up.
What are you talking about?
You don't know how to build a burger.
Not the way they do it. They make it look all neat and it's layered and it's, you know, it's got the right, you know, there's lettuce and then there's tomato. If I build a burger, it'll be like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It'll sort of bend over, then the tomato will fall out. It'll get gushy. They're, like, do you want me to, pick up the lettuce? What the fuck is this? You want
That's
me-
not when- Yeah.
Wow. Sorry. What equipment? What equipment am I meant to be using? You want me to just? I've come to a restaurant and you want me to just pick up lettuce and put it in a burger? It's mad.
Don't you say lettuce weird?
Eh?
You say lettuce weird.
How do you say lettuce?
You say lettuce. You do. You said it three times there. You're lettuce. It's like a Turkish kebab shop owner. And would you like sauce and lettuce? It sounds like you're saying, let us just forget the whole thing ever happened. Lettuce. Say it again. You can't say lettuce. I can't believe how long I've known you. And I've only just discovered you can't say lettuce.
Okay, you say it.
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Sort of. Oh, that was better, actually.
Lettuce.
I think it was.
Lettuce.
Lettuce. Okay. So that's one cheeseburger. What topic would you like with that? Can I have onions, ketchup, mustard, and lettuce, please?
Sorry? Hang on a second. Wait. But that's how it's spelt.
That's how it's spelled, not necessarily always how it's said. I think most people would say it lettuce.
I've never registered that.
Lettuce.
Yeah, no, but you're fuck off. just say it. Say it how you would say lettuce.
Lettuce.
No. Say lettuce.
Lettuce.
No. Stop putting on the fucking voice.
It's impossible not to.
I'm not putting on a voice. It's my voice.
But that's how it sounds. That's how it sounds.
Lettuce.
Just so that you know. I'm trying to be your friend here. When you say that out in public, you sound ridiculous. Everywhere you have ever said lettuce before, you've sounded like an absolute whopper. Which ironically is a Burger King burger, which contains lettuce. I agree, though. It is, yeah,
Wait. So sometimes they'll build the whole of the burger, right? But they won't make any assumptions as to whether the customer likes gherkins or not, right? What weird philosophy this is. Right, I made the burger. Oh, the gherkin. Don't just leave the gherkin on the side just in case they don't like gherkin. But what if they don't like gherkin? Why have I put a gherkin on their plate? Surely, if we're going to get to the stage where you've made the gherkin and you made the burger, surely sort that out at the beginning. Sort that out at the beginning so that we don't waste gherkins.
Honestly, there is too much
gherkin wastage. I'm saying it.
I mean, and also, you just always, whenever you're in a burger establishment where they serve burgers with gherkins in, you will invariably see someone holding up a floppy gherkin going, oh, do you want my gherkin?
Yeah.
That's why I think Five Guys have got the system down. You know, you order the burger and then whatever toppings you want on there. And they're not making a big song and dance about it like Burger King, have it your way. Oh, you can order it your way, but it will come as standard unless you specify. And it's just like, you know, in Five Guys, you order the burger and then they say, and what toppings would you like with that? And then there is a secondary. And I think that is how it should be done.
I think one thing I've got to say about Five Guys, and this has been on my mind for about 2 years now, I reckon.
Yeah.
Every dog has its day. Five Guys has had... What? Wait.
I don't know.
Every dog has its day. Five Guys has had its day. And the sloppy burger is dead.
Oh, I love it. But I love a Five Guys.
Yep, you would.
What do you mean I would?
Behind, because you're behind the times.
I'm behind. Oh, God, you food snob. Oh, you're not still eating Five Guys, are you? Oh, God.
Sean here. It's lettuce. It's spelt lettuce. Anyway, a lot of people think that is the podcast. That is not the podcast. That is a snippet of the podcast. The podcast is actually an hour long, and you can subscribe to it on a monthly basis. It's basically £1 a week. All you have to do is go to a thing. It's a website. It's patreon.com/WUYN. The link is in the little episode bio. Tap on that, come to the Patreon, sign up and get a full hour's episode every week. We take your voice recordings, we also look at what's upset the internet, so there's even extra features, there's more of me, there's more of Paul. We love you for listening. We like to think it's one of the funniest podcasts out there, and you keep on telling us that. Please keep spreading the word and join the Patreon. Lots of love, Sean. Lettuce.